Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run over to Venice, Louisiana and check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what's up. Good morning, Captain Grumpy. What's up, man?
Okay. I'm good.
You good?
I am not in Venice, so I'm in.
Oh, you're not. You home for the weekend?
Yes, I am.
That a boy. That's good. Yeah, hey, you need a little break anyway.
First time in, I don't know.
You're always in Venice on 4th of July.
Yeah, generally the family's there, but everybody had different plans this year.
Yeah, that's all right.
Well, the FFA convention's going on in Fort Worth, and so oldest grandchild, he's up there.
Rustin.
He got a big award last night or yesterday.
Did he?
So,
cool.
It was pretty cool. I got to see it on FaceTime, so pretty awesome deal.
He's a good kid, man.
Yep, he is. I just, you know. He's at that age, though, so.
Yeah. Well, you never know which way they're going to go.
That's the scary part, you know.
It is.
Yeah. Because I remember when I was 16, I remember, he's 17 now. So he just had a birthday.
Remembering the Lonesome Dove when Augustus McRae said, well, you know, Jake Spoon. Any way the wind blows.
Yeah, exactly right.
We used to hunt with an old boy from Baytown, a good guy. We all went to school together. That's what we nicknamed him, was Jake Spoon.
Cool. Other than that, no, everything's, I mean, we're in the summertime.
Yeah.
Mode, so. I know when I come home, a couple days ago, anyhow, I know that river was still, wow.
Yeah. Well, they sweated her back now. It's like at 13.5 now.
Oh, well, that's all good.
Yeah. I mean, it went from 50 to 13.5 lake levels at normal pool, and hopefully that's it for the year on fresh water.
Hope so. Absolutely. Matter of fact, Rusty and he got back yesterday. He's in Bolivar.
Is he?
Yeah. He said, check with old Mickey and see what's going on down that way. I said, well, that river's going on down that way, I'll tell you that much. So,
well, yeah, over my way, but it's made East Bay better for it. And yeah, he should have called me. I had a couple little nook and crannies I could have turned him on to.
Well, he'll be hitting me up today. So
that surf should have been good the last couple of mornings over there if you weighed in the right place. I mean, I know they're not everywhere,
I'm going to tell you what. I saw a picture from Padre yesterday. My God, looked like he was in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
So, I used to love go down there and fish that.
Well, this time of year to go down there and fish that surf, man.
Oh, absolutely.
I catch some big trout in that surf down there at Corpus.
Yep. Problem I used to have, me and Darlene used to go down there every year. 3-4 days and run up and down that beach, and she'd go drop me off, and she'd come back a couple miles and lay on the beach, and I'd fish that surf back to her. But my God, there were so many. There's some critters down there.
You think?
Yeah. You know, and I love throw a spoon in that. And you know, one of them jacks come along, and you know, you couldn't carry enough spoons. Venice is Venice right now. We're in that summertime mode, and you know, you gotta move on. The sharks have moved in, and you know, they've been on the snapper so bad you can't. You know, everybody's trying to fish light tackle, and matter of fact, I mean, you take them ballet boys, they just using their regular old trout rods and redfish rods on them snapper, but now they can't. But yeah, they're having to put that, you know, which I understand it. I mean, you customer can get wore out fishing with a 3,000 pins.
Yeah.
But now they ain't got enough ump to get them fish up in time, because them sharks, they have come on. They're in the bays now too.
No, they're tax man's everywhere right now.
Yes, they are. Well, I saw where some guy got arrested. I think it was in Florida. I can't remember what he was doing. He was using a gaff or something on sharks swimming by and making a big video of it, you know,
right,
gaffing them and then unhooking them. And they wound up arresting him.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Like those boys that caught that shark and then tied a rope on it and drug it behind their boat. Remember that? They got a bunch of trouble for that.
Yep. Well, then, I mean, this social media, you better know what you're doing with this, because they're looking.
Boy.
I know they are in Texas, too, because I saw a deal on where some guys caught a boar hog, had some big old teeth on him, and tied him up, and he's laying in the back of the truck, and they took a sledgehammer or a ball peen hammer and knocked all his teeth out.
Oh, I remember that.
You remember that?
Yep. Yeah. I got them for cruelty to animals or whatever.
Yep. And,
yeah, I went to jail for knocking the teeth out of a hog, even though we were going to shoot it in the head and eat it. It's very inhumane. I know.
Inhumane stuff.
Yeah.
No, I was fishing the other day and really had a good bite going on plastic and just having fun. you know, and got that tide to rolling. And
right,
which the problem with our tides, they're rolling hard both ways. But man, I was sitting in a gut between an island and the mainland, and I mean, it wasn't very big. It was probably 10 yards wide, and man, they was stuff swimming through there, and all of a sudden,
swimming through, it looked like a freeway, huh?
Yeah, then all of a sudden, here's about a 6-foot bull shark swam through there, and I went,
Party's over.
Yep, party's over. So,
yeah, he almost sent me a picture. He had tax man visited him yesterday. They had to leave.
That's the hard deal.
They were reeling them in, getting eaten alive, man.
Yeah, I mean, and it don't matter if you're 50 miles offshore or you in 3-4 foot of water. Well, let's see, we got a little rain going on this morning.
Where at? I didn't see anything.
Well, Campo's getting hammered right now, but.
Oh, I'm looking. Man, where'd all this come from? I guess from that stuff.
Yeah. There's
I'm looking at my radar now, all the way from the coast, all up through, you know, College Station, and it's not heavy.
Yeah.
You know.
And the poor old Woodlands, they're getting it every day.
Every day. One will make up and just go right through there every day. Kingwood, Woodlands, all that area. I'm going, man, them guys get it every day.
Them lawn service guys, they have to be happy because that grass, that St. Augustine's got to be ripping in Kingwood and the Woodlands.
What's weird, you got that line of those light showers all the way from, you know, Bay City and all that going up through College Station and kind of moving to the northeast, and then you got a couple little wraparounds coming from behind Livingston between there and Rayburn and moving towards us.
Yep, yep.
Moving towards you.
Yep. And it's when I get home. What is today? Oh, it's Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, Sean Diddy didn't get slapped on the wrist too hard, did he?
No. I knew that was coming.
Oh, we all do. Did them Astros win last night?
Yeah, they did. 5-3. After Altuve knocked in two runs and broke Bagwell's record on hits, I went to bed. It was 5-2, and I got up this morning. It was 5-3.
I went to bed when he tied it. He got that hit and tied the record, Bagwell's record. But man,
yeah,
I was wiped out.
He got a bunt. He laid down a bunt.
Bunt hit. Yep. You know, that guy's what, in his 30s?
35. What is it?
He's 35 years old now.
Yeah, Altuve's 35.
And still get a bun in.
Yeah, he still got some wheels on him.
Yeah, he does. So, anyhow, no, I'm here, and it's just me and Darlene. I don't know what we're going
to
do.
Well, what I'd give to be 35 again.
Told me, too, and know what I know.
Yeah.
that's the big difference right there. Know what I know right now and be 35? Wow.
I'm with you.
Wouldn't be tournament fishing, I can tell you that.
No.
You know, that's a mess right now, I swear. What's up with the redfish tournaments? I ain't hearing nothing.
Man, not any big ones. I mean, we got all the small redfish tournaments that I know of that are still going on. But
what happened to that big elite series they had going on?
I think that's still happening, but man, I don't
hear nothing about it.
I don't hear anything about it.
So anyhow, I'm gonna try to get in that river bottom one day. Before I have to go back, I got to go back Monday, and I say that I don't have to. I don't fish till Wednesday. No, I don't fish till next Thursday, and I might not go back Monday because they're having that the Essence Festivals in New Orleans, and that is a nightmare traffic deal.
Yeah.
I mean, I fished been 4 or 5 years ago. All the family was down and we was fishing. We was going to go to New Orleans on the 4th, I guess. Anyhow, whatever day we went, that was going on. And my God, you want to talk about a nightmare? That was a nightmare.
Yeah.
And it got caught up in the middle of it, and all we was going for is go eat. And we made it finally to go eat and then finally got out of there, but that is a madhouse.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, you know, there's Beyonce, Snoop Dogg, they're the two mainliners, and...
Right.
Crazy deal.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you about coming over to Venice... How do they get a hold of you, Mike?
832-338-9376. And you can catch me on the web, too, at rjhuntingfishing.com. But...
All right, my friend. Well, I'll be
talking
to you.
I guess I got that bill pushed through last night.
I don't know. I hadn't seen anything on it. I'm just,
I was trying to catch it. I think it went 219 to 212 or something.
Yeah, well. Some of them caved in. Grandstanding, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
And nobody understands what it's all about, so.
Well, at least they read what was in this one before they passed
it. Yeah. Yeah, I guess they did.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
All right, buddy. See you. All right. Bye. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for great A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. And they're located right in downtown Belleville. You can't miss them. Look for the big white sign. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Along with their smoked sausage samples, they have those available daily in the store. Try it before you buy it. And check out their bulk pricing. It's available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage and other products like homemade hot dogs or original or cheddar cheese, hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloin, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. Let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters and be great for the 4th of July this weekend. So, and then try their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, dry sticks. They're really good. And their wild game processing facility, it's open year-round. They never close. And check out their new sausage recipe available. You got to try it. It's really good. Deer tamales, venison hot dogs, any of these products, your family will be glad that you bought them. They'll love what you did. The Belleville celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:21 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Tiki Island and see what's up with Captain James Plogg this morning. Morning, James. What's happening, bud?
What's up, buddy?
Too not blessed a lot, to man.
Stress. Too blessed to stress. Just chilling. Glad I'm done for a while. What's up, Chris?
Yep.
Here's Chris Jamel just pulled up right here.
Oh, boy.
What's up, Mickey?
Hey, Chris. Oh, man. Where are you at home, James?
Yeah, we're going to tie a couple knots.
Tie some knots.
Do a little knot tying.
A little tarpon rigging.
Yeah, doing a little light rigging. Man, the wind looks like it's starting to die down, but it was kind of puffy when I got up.
You know, when I went to bed last night, it was kind of puffing up after it being calm most of the day, and But there wasn't much to it this morning.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know what, 11 knots offshore. Man, I come home down the beach yesterday, and, man, it's green. I was telling Chris, I said, but it ain't calm.
No.
It's not, I mean, it's calm, but it ain't calm. There's a swell somewhere from somewhere.
Well,
it's supposed to lay out, you know, but I don't know where that swell come from. The water's green. There's a couple dudes fishing, but it was late when I come home.
Right.
But it's plenty green, plenty fishable, but you ain't going to like it. You're going to take about every one of them right on top of the head.
Hey, you just got to be able to jump high.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? But fishing's been real good, man. Everybody's catching them. Been pretty good. Yesterday was, man, I switched gears. These guys, they fish with me so much, and they've done the same thing the last two or three trips. I said, man, we're going to go, because tomorrow, yesterday was my last day, so.
Yeah.
I said, let's go do something different. And I kind of knew there was some fish here, but I didn't know exactly where, you know, I just knew there was some fish. So, anyway, same old deal. We leave in the middle of the night, get set up. I caught my first fish. On top water at 5:35. And then I think we had a couple bites. We caught another one. I said, yeah, but, man, this ain't where they're going to be. They're going to be right up here, and that little sandbar moves over here to the left. They're going to be right there. So we gone, he creeped down there, and it's still dark. And right when it got to where you see your splash of your lure, it's before 6 or whatever.
Yeah.
And everything kind of fades. We ain't getting nothing. I said, well, now it started to get daylight. I said, well, they're going to be right over here. If they ain't there, they'll be right there. Terrible. Nothing. I'm like, well, this didn't work out too hot. My big plan right here. So I sent two guys down there, and then Ken, he's just wandering around back there on that flat. But I watched him catch a couple. I mean, he goes back by the boat, and he just keeps going out into oblivion. So I make a big loop, and I get to the boat. I'm going toward the boat, and I look over there, and I look like a – and I start seeing the mullet move a little bit on this little reef. The mullet's starting to wrapped up. And it's maybe 7 o'clock, and I told you this yesterday. So I look over, and I'm going to the boat. Hey, man, I watched like a 3-pound trout jump out of the water. And I'm looking straight at him. I said, man, I'm going to abort that. My snuff was in the boat. I was going to go get some. I said, well, I'm going to abort that. I'm going to go over here and, you know, see a fish jumping out of the water. Buddy, it got pretty good. So these guys are way out there. And I start scorching them on top waters. And they come back over there, and they can't really – they can't get nothing. I have like 20 bites. I catch like 7 or 8, but I break one off because I caught 2 skipjacks. And I, you know, I'm so stupid.
Boy, they fray your line up. They mess your leader up so big time.
Dude, you know you need to retie. And I pulled on it and I send it, man. So whatever I was using, I think the she dog, the little she pup, that loud, yeah, raspy one was the best bait. Everybody was using one of them, pink or black and silver, one of the two. Anyway, I thought there, now I'm standing behind the motor. Boom, I got a nice one, man. He jumps out of the water, breaks me off. So now I'm mad. I look at Dowler and Tony. I said, why can't y'all catch anything, dude? What is wrong with y'all? Well, I see Ken down there. I said, and then it kind of fades. And yeah, we go down there and pick Ken up, man. He's wearing them out. Oh, and I missed one like a 5-pound. I told Chris this. 5s, for sure 5s. I'm looking at him. He jumps complete by my lure. I said, man, that's a real fish right here. Ken said he missed one like 28 inches. Now, he's fished with Charlie for years, so he knows.
Yeah, he knows.
Said, nah, it was a big fish. And he caught some 22, 23 inches. Make a long story short, there were so many fish just around this area, and I wouldn't give you a plug nickel for cash nothing. And when I got ready to leave, we left at like 1 o'clock. They start biting again. And those are the few fish we did catch on tails. I was getting bites on top water. So we caught 48 trout. And we probably caught, I know we caught 40 all on top water. And I think we probably caught 8 on jigs.
Ooh, that's good. That's fun, man.
Dude. I'm not going back. I just did it with these guys because they do the same thing with me all the time. But everybody's fishing somewhere different. Chris, me, everybody's fishing somewhere different, scorching them. Man, we hit them out of the boat Monday.
Scorching
and
them.
I lost.
Scorching.
I lose my anchor on Monday. If I don't lose my anchor, we put a 50 spot on them for fun.
Yeah.
But I lost my anchor. Because I'm stupid. It was really, it was a combination thereof. But, man, I was sad because I had that line custom bill. I was sad.
You lost all the line, too?
Oh, no, I lost everything gone.
What?
I'm fishing on a well pan, and I'm anchored off the bow. And the current was coming so hard, I just got about 2 wraps on my cleat. And then I took my bowline, and I just shoved it around the end of the cleat.
Yeah.
You know, so if I come loose from ships or something, the bowline will catch it. So, of course, we don't catch anything. We ain't caught nothing. So I said, man, let me go look at this place. Now, you'd hate this kind of fishing, Mickey. It's all terrible. You pull in there, there's absolutely nothing. Like, okay, y'all throw out there. Joe throws out. All these guys are 100 years old. Tom Rigamani, Joe and them. Well, Joe throws out there. The boat's still moving. He's got one about 20 inches jumping out of the water. So, man, there's one. I get the net, get him about that time, Rigamani. He gets one. Now I got 2 fish flopping, one the net. And I just took my anchor and I put it out. And I knew it was off the front cleat. And I knew it was going to slide around and catch, you know, the midship cleat. But it ain't going to be enough line because the current's running. So in the middle of all this, Joe's just sitting up there in the front. I said, hey, man, undo that line off the cleat. And I hear him saying, like, man, I can't get it. I said, no, it's going to be too hard for him. He can't get it. Well, right. I guess he worked on it long enough to where he got it.
And everything's gone.
Dude, all of a sudden, I'm like, man, my boat should at least stop. At least it'd be dragging on archers. But I ain't stopping. And I turn around and look, man, ain't even no sign of no line, no nothing.
Line didn't float or anything.
Dude, I lost it. For about a minute and a half, I lost it. And Joe, nobody's saying nothing. Joe said, well, I just did what you said. And what can I say? I said,
right.
You did, Joe.
You told him to do it.
That's exactly what I said. But I'm like, man, how can you not see that line leaving this boat like a snake? Anyway, long story short, we catch like 20. If I have an anchor, I catch 50 for fun.
Right.
For fun. And that wouldn't even be hard. Well, the next day, I got new stuff now. I'm on the phone. I got my guys building me a new line, new anchor. Rig said, maybe we can get it. I said, here's where you're going to get it, Rig, at West Marine, where they're building me a new line. You ain't getting it out here. You ain't
300 bucks minimum.
It's over with. Just the line, Mickey, was that.
I know.
Just
my anchor rope was 350 bucks.
Yeah, you know the drill.
Yeah.
But, hey, it's my fault. And that's what I told Joe. I was in a hurry. We ain't caught nothing, and I got them. I landed on them. Anytime you get in a hurry doing anything, it's a bad plan. You're going to tear something up, lose something. I just took my time. Who cares about these fish? Put my anchor out correctly. And we'd have still caught 50 fish.
Slow as smooth and smooth as fast.
That's Cameron's old saying, buddy. That's a perfect saying, too.
It is. All right, man. Well, hey, I got to run. Somebody wants to call you about coming down and throwing your anchor out of the boat. You'll tell them how to do it.
We ain't throwing no more out. That's it, man. Hey, rigging in, that's the first time in a long time. For about 5 minutes, nobody said nothing to me.
Yeah, it kind of got quiet in that, but I've had some of those moments over the years.
Oh, dude, I've been with you on about half of them. Hey, we left about $800 worth of stuff on one school of birds one day. All right, dude, I see you.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Junk them a number out.
409-771-7306.
All right. Y'all have fun tying knots.
Hey,
see you,
hey,
man.
You working tomorrow?
Yeah. Hey, we're open for business, man. It's the biggest fishing weekend of the year. We ain't closing up.
You ought to stay on a couple more hours.
We'll just do a marathon.
All right, dude. See you.
All right, buddy. See you, man. All right. Oh, goodness. Never a dull moment, is there? Well, Boyd's One Stop, they're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. There's no better way to leave your bait than with their oxygen response system. You can check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display. Or if you need more info on the oxygen response, call Jason Cochran at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught guff shrimp. No farm raised at Boyd's. Whether you're looking for the big 9, 12s, 15, 18 count, whatever you prefer, they have it. Great availability and good pricing. And their Cajun Grill next door and their Santa Fe location. Check out all the good food they turn out every day. And if you need more info, call 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:37 here in the Bayou City. Let's do a quick star tournament, you know, leaderboard update here as of this past week, the 29th. That's updated to then. Looks like same tagged reds. We have six of them weighed in, two in the red tag division. That's for the truck, boat, and motor and trailer package. And you got two tagged reds there. And in the blue tag division, there's four weighed in so far. So there's plenty out there to be caught. So if you're going fishing, be sure and sign up and make sure you're not left holding the tag, so to speak. New updates, about all that's new is the Hallpire Offshore Division. Dorado on Dolphin, we have a 37-3 caught by Cameron Huebner of Fulshear on the board, and then Boyd Skinner of Austin caught a 31-2, so that's the two Dolphins that have been added to the board. No kingfish yet, and Red Snapper, we did get one weighed in this past week, a 25-pound, 8-ounce snapper caught by Joseph Hansen of Rocher in Texas, and pretty much everything's the same on the Star Teens, Star Kids, all that. Nothing's changed on those leaders, but we'll update you when they do. All right, now let's go down to G-Town and let's check in with our good friend, Captain Sharky Marquez, see what he's up to. Michael, good morning. How are you, man?
What's up, buddy?
Not a lot. What's up with you?
Boy, just listening to those stats, man. Somebody stuck a good big old snapper and a big old dolphin, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
37, that's a hoss. Yeah,
two over 30, so, hey, got them on the board.
I love to hear and see that, man, because offshore fishing, finally, dude, yesterday, we got out, smacked them pretty good, man, on a 10-hour, and filled up the boat with a bunch of great fish. So that was, man, finally got on a good snapper bite and then did some double drops and dropped down and ended up with some real big vermilion snapper. Man, we had a few that were probably keeper red snapper size. I mean, they were big.
Awesome.
So that was cool to see. And then, man, ran into several clusters of seaweed out there. Pulled up to the first one, used it as an excuse for a little potty break real quick, and caught a couple bonita on it, which was super cool.
Yeah.
You know, to see those bonita coming in. And then we
good
caught a little
bait.
Spanish mackerel. Heck yeah. Heck yeah. And, man, just a huge variety pack yesterday. It was awesome. We had some mahi, some bonita, mackerel, a bunch of vermilion snapper, a couple real big lane snappers, and our red snapper. And, shoot, we were doing a pee break, and this giant cuda swims up to the boat, and my customers were like, oh, my gosh, that's crazy. So I said, y'all want to catch that thing or what? So we hooked a little jackfish, you know, a little blue runner off some seaweed, and we put it on a live line, man. That thing didn't stand a chance. It was in the water about 2.5 seconds, man. That cuda turned on it, and boom! So, gosh, lots of cudas offshore, man. Lots of cudas.
Back of Ruta.
Yeah. You know what, though? It's a fun fish. Pull the line. I mean, you don't want to see it when you're trolling or anything, but shoot, you know, for a fun little 10-minute fight and make some memories out of the deal, it ain't bad, you know?
No, it's a bite.
So it's a bite. That's exactly right.
You run into any kingfish?
I didn't, and you know what? We didn't troll for him either.
Yeah.
I had about 30 minutes left after we killed all of our fish, and we had about 30 minutes of play time, if you will. And I said, all right, guys, y'all want to go in, you know, y'all want to go in and use these 30 minutes trolling, or do y'all want to go and, you know, try to catch some grouper and around these rigs out here? And they opted for the grouper. Couldn't find any grouper yesterday, but while we were doing that, we added to our box, you know, added some real nice beeliners, vermilion snapper, and added some real nice lane snappers off those rigs out there.
Yeah.
So
well, cool.
It was good, man. All in all, a great day. And then the guys did well inshore, man. They got a limited trout in the morning, big sharks to go into the mix. So, you know, everybody's catching a bunch of fish.
Well, that's good to hear. How's redfish action? Is still holding up on the jetties?
I'm not seeing as many. I think we're right around the corner, man. Usually we're getting in that season where we start dropping whole shad over the side of the boat and hooking monsters, you know, but
yeah,
I'm not seeing too much of that yet. Still catching the occasional slot reds and stuff like that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about all I got to say about that. Nothing to brag about at this point.
Nothing to write home about, huh?
Yeah. Just enough to get the rod bent and catching a couple here and there, you know. But the trout bite has been insane this year.
Yeah.
Trout fishing's hot
right now. It's red hot.
Yeah. You got to love that, man. I mean, anywhere you go in the ship channel,
we scorched them.
Scorched them, man.
I guess that means
the
trout fishing's red hot and they're scorching them.
I love that. I love that. I'm offshore the next 3 days on 12-hour trips each day, so I think I'm going to go every single day, man. Blessed to have a good enough weather window to do it.
Finally got a lay down, man.
Finally got a lay down.
You know, I had Bill Platt on hold when I was talking to James. Bill called in, and I was going to talk to him, but he dropped, so.
Oh, dang. I see him.
I was
going to
catch him
yesterday
for a couple of minutes before I got to you, but he dropped, so.
Oh, I don't know. I seen him the other day, yesterday, running around.
Did you?
Looking pretty in that boat. Yes, sir. If you want to see Bill on the water, though, you can't blink, because if you blink, he's already gone. He got that, he's got those quads on the back, buddy. He don't make too much time in one place on that boat. He's moving, buddy.
Golly, what is fishing coming to? Man.
Man, he get there quick, I'll tell you that.
These big offshore boats can get it now, buddy. They can run.
Yeah, they can run. Shoot, we went yesterday. We were 90 miles offshore, and with the twin 350s, I was able to make it back in like 2 hours of the jetties.
Man, that's awesome.
So, yeah, I was super pleased with that. And then, you know, get back in and have more than enough fuel. You know, that's an added bonus there.
Yes.
So
yeah, those are very efficient engines.
Yeah, I love it, man. I love the 350s. We've been putting them to use. I'll tell you that, putting them to work. I think I'm at 400 or 500 hours, and they've been on there, shoot, not even just right at the beginning of summer, really.
Right.
So we're putting our time on them, and they're working out real nice. But I think the game plan today, I'm on a 12-hour. I'm gonna go back east. That's where I got them real good yesterday. Do some snapper fishing, do some bottom fishing, and then I'm rigging up a bunch of divers now, and I think I'm going to come back in and spend some decent time trolling, see if we can get on a good king bite, and just try to have a nice variety pack of fish, you know?
Right. Yeah, it'd be nice to hear some good kingfish reports and get some on the starboard.
Yeah, man, we were way, way out the other day, and Shane was running a kind of closer offshore trip, and he did pretty well close in, man. They stuck him 3 real good kingfish, and so that was awesome to see, you know? Awesome to see that. So,
yeah, some of those big kings will come shallow this time of year.
Heck, yeah. Heck, yeah, they will. So I was talking to old Naylor about yesterday. I said, man, if y'all are looking, I think they're fishing a tournament. But anyway, yeah, you don't have to go far for them. You know, it's that water, you know, that's close in. And it's that weird time of year where, you know, we're 80 miles offshore and we come back in 40 miles and the water's way more blue. You know, it's like way better looking inshore.
Really? That's so good.
Yeah, you got some really clean water that's closer in. So, I don't know. And, of course, I say that, and then the nice water will be out deep. You know, you just
well, you it just changes. Never know. All these currents and everything, weather patterns, you know, that's the way it is. That's why you got them big engines. You can run. You can run, but you can't hide.
That's right. Mm-mm. That's right. Well, hopefully they don't hide too much for us today. We're getting ready to rock and roll, and I'm ready to see some more fish on the deck, man. I think we ended up with like 40 fish yesterday, so that was a good day for us offshore.
That's a good little meat haul. Heck yeah, man.
Good little meat haul, man. If I could do that same thing today, that'd be awesome. And, of course, our group we're taking today, they lodged with us last night, so we pulled in and they were looking at all the fish and like, man, no pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure, buddy.
Well, I'm glad y'all are able to get offshore now that things have kind of laid down. It's been a long time coming, brother.
Man, you are not kidding about that.
Have your guys inshore been catching any flounder? I'm seeing a lot of good flounder this year. Just caught wild trout fishing and red fishing. A lot of nice flounder. You know that good 18 to 20 inch range.
Yeah, they have been. They have been. You know, and it's not. They're not bringing back numbers of them, but you know, every day or two, every couple days, man, mixed in with the trout photos. You right. know, that they'll submit at the end of the day, you'll see a big old flatty. So they are sticking a couple good ones, man.
I know the giggers are getting them at night.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they've been pouring the coals to them.
Yeah, yeah, I bet, man. Those fish are in here and catching a lot of them at the jetties, which is cool. You know,
yeah.
Just fishing for redfish up on the rocks, and you got that big mama bear flounder bedded up on the rocks in there.
No, the other day when I fished with him and we caught a couple of nice ones. Well, he did. And
oh, really?
Yeah, fishing right off the edge of the rocks, you know, working those rock ledges. They'll be bedded down right in the mud where it meets the rocks.
Skip I love that.
Skip that tail through there and boom. Got another one.
Hooked up, baby. Hooked up.
What? Real quick, I just got a text. What bait are you throwing offshore? Our listener wanted to know.
Yeah, so for the snapper, if you really want the big ones, man, we've been using like palm size menhaden, real yeah. big menhaden. Stay away from throwing the small chunks of squid and all that. You know, you go spend like $40 or something on tiny squid. When you do throw a squid, we use the whole squid, not a half a squid, not the tentacles, the whole thing. And we use a yellow box. It's called Luns. And I believe the squid type is Elix squid. But it's the larger kind of like pinkish ones, not the small blue ones.
Yeah.
And we're dropping those whole. And then, you know, the best thing you can do, set out a piggy trap, catch some piggy perch, or when you're out there, have a little gotcha lure ready to rock. And when you get over your reef, try to get a blue runner. And then, man, chunking that blue runner out, big old chunks, man, it stays on the hook well. And those big snapper go pretty nuts over it. So that would be my suggestion is just get something fresh, something big. Drop your bigger baits, especially right now with there being so many small snapper. You got to find a way to, you know, get around them basically and let that big fish have an opportunity at it. So,
well, that's good.
You know, it's
been good to know.
Yeah, it's been a tough snapper year so far. Yesterday we caught our limit in one spot. It was the first time that we we're able to do that this season. Other than that, Mickey, we've been doing a lot of moving around, you know, a lot of grinding, and, you know, just to put together a nice box. And I've talked to some old-timers, and they said that it's not the first time they've seen it. And typically when it's like that in June, July gets much more productive.
Right.
And so yesterday was kind of the first day where it felt almost like a normal snapper season for me.
I got you. All right. So, well, very good. Well, hey, if somebody wants to get down and get hooked up with you guys and stay overnight, do some lodging and fishing, what's some good info they can reach you at, Sharky?
Absolutely, man. Hop on Google us at Outcast Charters Galveston. We'll pop right up. You can check out our Bayside Lodge right here on 61st Street. Definitely the most convenient thing to do is come in, lodge the night before, walk down the next morning like we got these guys this morning, man. 30-second walk down some stairs, and you're on the boat ready to go catch some fish and make some memories. So check us out, Outcast Charters Galveston, and we'll go put you on them.
All right, my friend. Well, hey, it's always a pleasure, Sharky. Good luck out there, and catch them up, man. I'll talk to you Saturday. Get some more
info.
Thank
you, buddy. I'll send you some photos.
All right, dog. Thanks, buddy.
All right, dog. Have a great day, man.
See you later. All right. That's Captain Sharky Marquez down at Outcast Charters in Galveston. And unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early on the 4th of July right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.